a word for you from Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and the fuller's soap. We are beginning to look at Christmas, and the theme of the words for you are around this Christmas theme. And we've looked last week at Isaiah, the famous verses of the Lord Jesus coming and how he is the wonderful Son, Counselor, Mighty God, the one on whom the government rests, etc. But now, this is a different way of God explaining the coming of Jesus. At the very time where the people of God were despondent, and the verse before this speaks of how they were so rebellious that they say that everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. So far had they gone astray. But nevertheless, there would be those who are looking for the coming of Jesus. And the Lord says, yes, I will send my messenger to prepare the way before me. That could refer to John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way. And then the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. This also, of course, refers to the second coming. But if we take it in the context of the first coming, there is much that is very similar to it, because the Lord suddenly appears after hundreds of years of waiting and expectancy. The Lord suddenly is there, the messenger of the covenant. And God promises, as the Lord of hosts, that the Lord Jesus would come. But the point here is that God says that the way that Jesus comes would not be in the expected way, to such a point, in verse 2, that there were those who would not endure the day of his coming, who cannot stand when he appears. And one thinks of the time when the Lord did come, and the very people, the leaders of the Jewish faith, who knew about the prophecies, even of Isaiah, where we've been looking, they knew it, but they resisted the Lord Jesus. They could not stand his coming. Have you been praying for the Lord to do something, for him to reveal himself? Can you stand? Can you accept it when he does come?